This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jay.
I gotta tell you, this Gene Hackman and his wife's story has been just bizarre from day one. It broke about 2 weeks ago. Both found dead in their home down in New Mexico. Here's the way this thing's unfolded over the last 2 weeks.
For more than a week, the deaths of actor Gene Hackman and his wife Betsy have been a mystery filled with speculation. Today, Chief Medical Examiner Dr. Heather Jarrell provided answers.
The cause of death for Miss Betsy Hackman is hantavirus pulmonary syndrome. The manner of death is natural. The cause of death for Mr. Gene Hackman is hypertensive and atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease with Alzheimer's disease as a significant contributory factor.
Santa Fe Sheriff Adam Mendoza confirmed that Betsy Arakawa Hackman had run several errands on February 11th, and when she returned home, the data trail turned cold. Based on Hackman's pacemaker activity, it appears he was alive for a full week after his wife passed away.
Was he aware that Ms. Hackman had died? And I think that question's difficult to answer, but I can tell you that he was in an advanced state of Alzheimer's, and it's quite possible that he was not aware that she was deceased.
Rat poop.
It was mouse poop.
But, mouse poop.
The thing is, so here's the crazy part about her. So she had texts that day to and from her massage therapist. She was really like healthy, and she was into health foods and all that. So she talked to her massage therapist. Then she went to Sprouts and got some good old food, some fruits and vegetables.
Healthy.
Then she was seen at CVS wearing a mask. But the one odd thing is that they said that they loved their dogs. They absolutely adored their dogs. And the veterinarian thought it was weird because she never had missed picking up her dog's prescriptions, and she'd missed it. She missed her dog's special food pickup and the prescription. They called and called her, and they knew something was wrong, but they didn't call anybody.
Yeah.
But they knew something was off because she never missed. And then that's when they don't even know if Gene knew that his dog had died in the crate.
All right, this mouse poop.
Yeah.
I've been telling you off air, well, on air too, that I don't think I've ever heard of this.
Now, sure, you have. Hantavirus, everybody's heard of it.
I can't remember it. When
really?
I first saw it over the weekend, it was all news to me.
I think they started scaring us about it in grade school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's what I don't understand, though. In the report that we just played there, it says that she was contaminated with this virus, but then they said that she died of natural causes.
Well, because
how could that be?
Because the it went to her lungs.
Yeah.
Right, but I would think that would be respiratory failure, not natural causes.
Natural causes from the virus.
From the disease, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So, I mean,
weird. It's just weird that the way they state things.
So here's the thing, and I just posted about it too, because in our neck of the woods, Conifer, I think they just posted a whole thing about it, because a lot of people here own barns and horses, and that's where the deer mice like to, and it could be any rodent. All these rodents can get hantavirus, but we're more known for it because of mice, but they nest, and it says basically it could be one mouse in your house, or it could be an infestation. It doesn't matter. Obviously, you have more of a chance, but it's extremely rare. Listen to this. It says in New Mexico, there were only 136 36 infections in 50 years.
Wow.
Okay.
In New Mexico.
All right.
And they have a lot of deer mice. It can't go from human to human. Dogs can't get it.
That's good.
It's airborne. So if you see a mouse turd, do not vacuum it. Because when you vacuum a mouse turd up, it will, if it has hantavirus, it just puts the particles
in
the
air.
And that
air goes,
yeah.
I've done it.
So what you're supposed to do is wet it down with bleach, wait a little bit until it's really soaked, and then you can vacuum it.
See, this is all news to me.
Or wipe it up with a paper towel. Mm-hmm. But most likely, just wipe it up with paper. That's what I do, is wipe it up with a bleach paper towel.
Yeah.
You know, but, I mean, it. You know, the cabin, there's mouse turds. No lie about it. If you're in a barn, if you have a camper, there's always mouse turds, right?
I've got a little miniature. Kids used to use it for the people that lived there before me as a playhouse.
Right.
And now I just put storage stuff in there. And I've had, like, bird feed. Remember when I bought all that bird feed?
Yeah.
And I've had that stuff in there, which draws the mice in there.
Yeah, and it can be rats, too.
I cleaned that sucker out last year. And I didn't use a mask. I didn't use bleach. All I did was go in there with a shop vac.
Oh, God. Shop vac is the worst thing. Sometimes so barely even have a filter in
them. You were breathing that all in.
Yeah. Well, you would have been dead by now, so you're fine.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That confirms the fact that I know that I didn't know anything about this. I had no idea it was this dangerous.
And the symptoms are like flu, so people don't know they have it. In fact, one report was that this guy went to the Santa Fe, New Mexico hospital, said he had the flu. They checked him for hantavirus. He had it. And he literally died that same day.
See, that's the scary part.
I know.
Have no idea. You just think it's like you said, the flu, or
it has like a 50% death rate.
Oh,
and it's instant.
The report is she died 7 days before he died.
Yeah, and
they know when the credit cards and all that stuff stopped, so they know when she fell over, and then he lived for 7 more days inside the house.
I don't know why I do this to myself, and I know you're being serious, but in my head, because they said it can come from rodent poop or saliva, in my head, I have like a couple of mice smoking cigarettes around a gambling table at my house, at the cabin, and they're, chewing. Yeah, you got it, Ron? Yeah, let's give it to her. Yeah.
Hey, Charlie. Guess where I pooped? She'll never find it. Guess what? Right behind the fridge.
Yeah, right?
She'll never find it. Oh, we got her right where we want her.
You know what? Did I tell you? Not at the cabin, but at my real house.
Yeah.
I found a dead mouse under the refrigerator when they took the old fridge out.
Is that the same?
As what?
If a rotting mouse, would that be the same? Could you get the same virus?
Only if the filter from the air conditioner, or from the refrigerator, is putting it in the air. It's all airborne, I guess.
Yeah.
So that's what they're saying.
Yeah, because we had those traps in the house for a while there when we were having a little bit of a problem.
I guess
now,
if it
now
burped.
Now it's gone.
After
I'm
got,
just
like,
saying that if you have... Hey, Charlie, guess where I pooped?
But then why does it matter if it's saliva, if it's airborne? Because you disrupt the saliva too? When you vacuum?
I have no idea.
Oh, yeah, you had never heard of it.
I've never heard of it. I couldn't tell you. I have no idea. It's just
all puzzling.
You've heard
of the thing that you get from ticks, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
I'm just checking, because I want to make sure you're in on Colorado.
Oh, yeah. And snakes. You don't want to get bitten by one.
Well, yeah, but there's not a virus that goes with that.
Yeah. A deadly one.
I'm just saying. I've never heard of this rat poop thing.
Really?
It's crazy.
But it can also be their urine, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
That's, I mean,
enjoy.
It took 2 weeks for them to discover exactly what happened because it's so rare.
I know. The fact she was so active.
Yeah.
You know, the day she died.
She had him on, like, a yoga plan or something.
Yeah.
Did you
and,
see that?
And strict foods. He wasn't allowed sugar.
And I was also thinking, if she passed away 7 days before he did, she may have been helping him with his medication for his heart.
Oh, that's true, too.
And then all of a sudden, that just stops.
Here's what I don't get. You're worth $60 million. Why don't you have a caretaker? Because she went and did errands for 2 hours without him having anybody. He has severe Alzheimer's. She went on errands for 2 hours and left him alone. He could have cut off his arm. You know? I mean, why didn't they have help?
Anything could have happened.
That's $60 million.
As a married man, I look at it a little differently.
Uh-oh.
I'm 96 years old, and my wife has forced me to do yoga and eat right. Get out of here. What
are you talking about?
And it's his money.
Yeah. It's like, I'm not going to eat right. I'm 96 years old.
That's true.
And I'm not doing yoga. Okay?
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.